This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app.
Today marks 40 years since the founding of Thorn Harbour Health, which was Australia's oldest HIV AIDS organisation and now one of the largest LGBTIQ plus community controlled health organisations in the country. And in a few minutes, our next guest will be launching the first in a series of exhibitions and community forums to reflect on the past four decades. Thorn Harbour Health CEO Simon Ruth, what can people expect?
G'day Warren, thanks for having me. So it's 40 years today since a meeting was held at the Laird where a bunch of young activists decided to form the Victorian AIDS Action Committee, which then became BAC and GMHC and then turned into Thorn Harbour Health. And so we're commemorating that with a bunch of forums and exhibitions. We had the Ruby Red Ball on Saturday night last weekend. Tonight we're launching a history exhibition. It's at the At 14 Gallery, which is at 14 Langridge Street in Collingwood. And that exhibition will look at the four decades of the organisation and the early activism and the health promotion work and the campaign work that we run. Then tomorrow night at the Victorian Pride Centre at 6:30, there'll be a forum where there'll be a panel talking about the history of the organisation and what was happening in the early days. There's an exhibition on at the Pride Centre too that's looking at international human rights and Australia's obligations around those for LGBTI communities. And another forum that's occurring there on the 19th of July where a bunch of activists in the international space, in the asylum seeker space, will be talking about what we can do in that space as well. Also tonight, Trivial Hirsute, which Dino Curry, who you know well, is hosts every Wednesday night at the Laird, but there's a special Thorn Harbour edition of that this evening that anyone can turn up to. The Laird is all genders all day today. And finally, we've also got an exhibition that will be opening at the Laird next week that looks at the more sexually explicit campaign work we've done over the last four decades, a lot of work that we would no longer be able to do today. And on the 22nd of July, which is a Saturday at lunchtime, there'll be a forum talking about that work and how important it was at the time and reflecting on, you know, why we were able to do it then and why we can't do it now and how it was done. So there's a whole range of events. They're all on our website if people want to get the details. We'd love it if you could RSVP because some of them are catered and we'd love to know how many people are coming.
I was reflecting today when I thought, oh, we're going to be talking about 40 years, and I couldn't believe it. And I'm thinking, if we go back 40 years, you know, and I was only in high school and, you know, there was a climate of fear, you know, for people becoming sexually active. And, you know, then you know, a few years later, friends were passing away. And as you mentioned, this meeting happened at the Laird, the Victorian AIDS Council was formed. I mean, we've come such a distance, haven't we, in that 40 years. Did you ever expect that Thorn Harbour Health would be what it is today?
I've been with the organisation for 10 years, but like you, I was in high school when the organisation formed, and I was probably the audience for the campaigns, like the Two Boys Kissing campaign. In those early days when, you know, the opposition and certain churches were calling for the organisation to be defunded and were accusing us of grooming young men to become homosexuals and wanting us to be imprisoned. And in those early days too, a lot of people probably wouldn't remember, it was legal to be gay in Victoria, but it wasn't in New South Wales, it wasn't in Queensland, it wasn't in Tasmania. It was a very different world back then. So we've come a dramatic way since then over the four decades. The first decade for us as an organisation was incredibly difficult. A lot of people died in that first 10 to 15 years of the organisation. 10,000 Australians died of AIDS. In fact, the first person to die in Australia was on the 8th of July, a couple of days before the first meeting at Prince Henry's Hospital in Melbourne. And then there was a quick escalation of deaths. And for an organisation like ours, our staff were dying, our volunteers were dying. We were putting together care teams that were caring for mostly young men, but also some women whose families had abandoned them, who had no one else to look after them. And that's why our organisation formed. Nowadays, we're working in transgender health. We're running queer women's health conferences. We've had great strides forward in HIV with PrEP and undetectable viral load, and you know, a huge opportunity to break down stigma relating to HIV. And we're talking about a whole different range of work. But like we were fighting for our community with HIV 40 years ago, you know, some of the trans debates today are very similar. And we're having similar arguments and you know, similar struggles in the community.
It doesn't end. Just, you mentioned then, you touched on a lot of the deaths that were happening at that time, and it's, you know, it's hard to fathom what it was like. But for those of us who did live through it, it was a horrific time. And, you know, you'd be going from funeral to funeral. And something that I do regularly once a year is I go to the AIDS Memorial Garden at the back of the old Fairfield Hospital. And I find that such a soothing and relaxing place. And I know that, you know, the ashes of many people who were disowned during the crisis and who were having treatment at Fairfield Hospital have been scattered there. And that is a memorial site, but of course it is out the back of a TAFE school, because that was the old hospital. Do you think there's room for a more prominent memorial somewhere for all the people that did die of HIV and AIDS?
Yeah, that garden's still very, very important to people whose loved ones or whose friends whose ashes were spread there. And Melbourne Polytechnic does a great job in protecting that garden. And every midsummer we run walks and talks through that garden. Fitzroy has put a monument in place for people, you know, who were lost in LGBT communities. But I think, yes, there probably is space. To now reflecting back to look at something more permanent. And, of course, as far as memorials go, every World AIDS Day, we run a memorial service at the Positive Living Centre in South Yarra, where we get a lot of people along. And for a lot of people, particularly mothers who lost their sons and parents who lost their sons, it's the one time of the year that they can come together and grieve. We also forget, back in the 80s, you couldn't tell people what your child had died of. Mm. Families were making up excuses. They were hiding it. They were coming up with stories about how it wasn't what it was. You know, so that service that we run on the 1st of December every year, and we also get the AIDS quilts out of that service, is a very powerful event. And it's post-COVID, it's actually come back bigger than it was in the previous few years.
I'm glad the quilt has been preserved. I remember it being unveiled once at the exhibition buildings in Melbourne, and it was one of the most moving events I think I've ever been to.
I think I was there that same night that you were, yes.
Definitely. Simon, great to chat with you. Congratulations on the 40 years of work that the organisation has done, the very important and good work that it's done. And, yeah, we appreciate you taking the time to chat with us on Joy tonight. And
for more, thank you, Warren. I encourage everyone to make a dent to the lead tonight.
Thank you so much. That is Simon Ruth, the CEO of Thorn Harbour Health.
Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.